HKX, mobile.
Branchy into the repeater, Patrick N6DLX.
No, no, I'm up here on 291 only, all the way home, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, I take it back. That might have been me where I was. Everything's fine now.
Mike.
A lot of stuff going on. I don't know. So much stuff going on, I'm kind of confused.
What about?
I'm just being bombarded with potential stuff and people wanting things and just so much stuff going on. I don't know who to talk to next.
I'm not doing much to overwhelmed with what you can't get done.
Well, it's really not that bad. Part of the problem is I think I'm getting the head cold again or whatever the heck it is. Been fighting it since the first of the year. Swore it was COVID and went and got tested. Nope. So, I don't know what it is, but I'm just not 100%.
That this time of year went hot and cold, rainy and everything else going on.
And, you know, the sinuses are just going nuts. I think some of that hot cold is making mildew. That's just not good. How are you today?
Things went pretty good. I really won't know until I get home and look at all the numbers and make sure everything's where it needs to be, but things seem to have went good today anyway. Let's put it that way.
I guess some of the stuff leading to my confusion is I'm just getting some oddball questions, you know, like, need a fan for explosive environment. Have explosion-proof motors. So then I call a guy, and okay, it sounds like I need to get to a bigger fan, which needs a separate motor anyway, so he can buy himself an explosion-proof motor. And then I asked him, what the heck you need explosion-proof motor for? Well, we're doing environmental control on a storage of ammunition. It's like, well, I guess so.
Started the truck here on mobile and say good evening to everybody and caught the tail end of that last transmission. Sounds like you're looking for an intrinsic motor.
No, my customer is not me. I could care less. Let them buy the intrinsically safe motor. UL listed, whatever they want.
You having any luck with it?
Right now, it's just an inquiry. I haven't even quoted it yet. I sent them back all the fan characteristics and said, is this what you're thinking about? Too big? Too small? And then I'll quote it.
Sound odd, but checking one out there, checking USA Blue Boat for that type, for wastewater applications.
He's the guy putting it all together. I'll let him worry about that. I'm just going to tell him what he needs in the way of speed on the fan, which is kind of crappy, too. It's 2,500 RPM. That's too fast for a V-belt drive, I think. So I think he's going to have to do it with a VFD.
V would add a little bit of complication to it, and probably a good bit of cost, too.
He'll have to put all his controls outside anyway. I don't know. Like I said, I'll let him worry about that.
Enough money to do it. More power to
him. I don't know exactly what they're working on. It's some kind of trailer that he needs to environmentally, you know, keep cool, keep the humidity out, and store ammunition. And I don't know what the heck they're designing.
Moisture out. Has he not heard of a regular U.S. military ammo can?
He's trying to do it in a large area, I think. I honestly, it's not mine to ask. You just tell me the specs and I'll design you the fan.
Questions asked. Don't have to worry about it. How are other things going? This is Jeff, by the way. That's Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Name here is Mike, and we got Patrick in there. What's going on, Patrick? You up going up the hill yet?
I'm still out here on 290. I ain't made it to 25 yet.
Outskirts of on my Malden Road, just about to 85. I got Rewall to my left.
You're out there on 85.
I'm close to the house.
Long one today, for sure. I'm ready for some rest.
Well, say, don't you go in early, just like I do?
About 6:15 out the door by about 6:30, and I gotta be at the shop yard there at about 7.
You dress like a fireman, you leave your boots, and you just gotta pull your pants up?
I leave my, it's odd. I kind of take my work pants and do about 2 to 3 days with it. I stay relatively clean, so I just take them off at the house, put my comfy pants on, leave everything in them. That way I can jump in them the next day and just ride out.
I have to put on a shirt with a logo on it. The rest of it's just decent underwear all day.
Part of that because I was paying attention to traffic. I caught just wearing underwear all day, so you're going to have to give me that one again.
I thought I'd get your attention. Well, I figure you're either in a driver's seat or standing behind a counter, so all you need is a T-shirt on and underwear is fine.
Unfortunately, I got to walk in a lot of these places, so I don't think that would go over too well. Not as ugly as I am, anyway.
For wastewater side there for the city of Greenville.
Hey there, Jeff. All I heard is city of Greenville.
I said I work for the wastewater department for the city of Greenville.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make me want to change my clothes daily. 10-6-CLX.
Well, Mondays we run around and check pump stations, so we're not really climbing in anything nasty. And Tuesday we're usually doing locates or smoke tests or camera work, so that's another relatively clean job. So, believe it or not, it sounds like a dirty job, but really it's not. It's not too bad.
And I am, KO4HK. I'm walking around in auto repair shops and I go all filthy. I feel like I've been working on cars all day.
It's a job where there's a good bit of dirtiness to it, but then again, I worked for U.S. Engine Valve for a few years, and after about three employees dropped of cancer, it's like, I should probably find something else.
Hey, blame you on that one.
This thin haze of just grease and oil in the air just all over the place. The smell followed you home, followed you out of the shower. It was not good. And then you had to work 7 days a week, and they told you you'd get a weekend, every other weekend off, and turns out we worked about 3 to 4 months straight one time.
That's a sad note to leave you on, but I'm going to get out of here. N6CLX, I'm pulling in to start the evening. N6CLX, obviously.
Take care, Mike. Good to talk to you this afternoon. And don't forget the antenna. Take it down for you back in the garage.
Good days, Mike. You have a good one.
I told you my name or not, but this is Patrick over here, KO4HKX.
CEF Mobile.
Good, Andrew. KO4HKX here.
Afternoon. This is KO4EEE. Welcome to the group.
That's
even. And I'm starting my ride up the hill, so I'm getting closer to home.
Ooh, state trooper going after somebody.
I'm going after people.
Tell you what, coming into Greenville, I have seen some crazy stuff, and the drivers are just, I don't know what they're doing. on north on 85 now, and man, they just a bunch of, I don't know, they, it's just like people just don't know how to drive, at least somewhat, things.
I wonder if they can pass the driving test if they had to take it again, let alone the rules of the road.
I doubt it sometimes.
Getting off work?
I don't really get to see those early days anymore, except for Tuesday. That's the day I do Boy Scouts, so I told them I got to leave early. But these guys I'm working with now, and all they want to do is work late all the time.
Can't work late. That ain't no good.
Think all weekends? Right now, we don't work any more Saturdays than Sundays. The other part of the plant does still work Saturdays. So at least I got that going for me. I just hate going in, you know, 5:45, 6 o'clock, and turn around and leave at 5:30. So I don't like it. If I could, I'd leave a little earlier, but, you know, I got to fit in with the team.
Longer days so they don't have to work on Saturday? Is that what they're doing?
I just like the money.
To do it because of this inflation.
I was complaining this morning. I guess I needed to pay for the diesel fuel.
True.
Never been into a store and spent $30 and had 2 bags and barely anything to eat. Well, I did one time. I guess it was because I was at Publix or something, but, man, everything's just so scarce and hard to find anymore.
Bob, this morning, I had a customer ask me for a diesel compression tester kit. Well, Macco can't get one, and neither can any of my outside sources. There's none to be had that I can find.
I think we're not too far away from really having some difficulties, I'd be surprised. I know it's coming. We've avoided it for a while at work, but I think it's getting ready to come to a head where I ain't gonna say we're not running, but I don't know. It's just getting scary.
Where's it all coming from? Well, we're all sort of kind of back to work. I just don't get it.
Well, there's a lot of people that didn't come back to work. So, I don't know what we're going to do.
Either it ain't looking good, can't find nothing, what you can't find you can't afford, and like I said, gas is going through the roof, diesel fuel's too expensive, it's just, I don't know where it's going in.
Remember when fuel went up real, real high, about 2000, what was it, 8, 9? Quick one on that. I come down from my brother's wedding down here to Greenville, and it was Labor Day, no, Memorial Day weekend, and gas was $4.63 for a regular unleaded, and we left out, took a little Honda Civic down here, and interstates were empty, there was hardly anything at the truck stops, it was just bare. And then everything burst, and I wonder if we're going to hit a bursting point.
Far from it, I really don't. It's got to come to a head at some point, and we're just trucking along right now, and I don't know. I don't get the warm and fuzzy about it.
100% on that one. It's going to come to a head somewhere, and it's going to hurt when it does.
People are just going to be fed up and quit buying, or if people are just going to smile, nod, and keep paying the prices and have at it.
It keeps going up. I mean, you know, at some point in time, people are going to start deciding on what they got to have and what they cannot buy. But, you know, at the same time, you can't get half of what you want anyway, so...
It's funny you say, well, it's true, actually, that you say find things, because I ain't seen a bag of fries in stores in months, and I finally found a bag of chicken nuggets the other day for the kids and felt like King Kong, and then realized this is
This is pretty bad.
Better up here where I'm at, so I don't know what we're going to do. I know everybody likes to think, oh, it's just one spot. It's not. It's all over.
Right, my wife, she'll drive to Walmart, and then she'll go to Ingles, and then Food Line, and you know, you're lucky if you get what you wanted, and you didn't have to just decide on something else. I mean, it don't show any signs of giving anytime soon.
And I'm going to have to make the jump to the other repeater. I just crossed the state line, Andrew, and Jeff, if you want to come join us, that'd be great too. KO4HKX, and I'm going to have to be clear.
73. I'll try to see if I can jump over to the other one. I'll go ahead and say 73s. I'm not sure what the other repeater would be, but as I get close to Easley, I start to lose this repeater anyway, and I'm just about to jump on 123. Y'all have a good evening. Good chatting with you. 73s. 3 to you. The repeater for him is, I guess it's up North Carolina somewhere. It's 147-285, and there's no tone on it. So he can usually swap over to that one and keep talking.